The mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Asei Chof, we'll read from the Lashon of the Yad HaChazak, Mitzvah Lassos Bayis LaHashem, Muchan Lios Makri HaKravos, Chogir Alav Shosh Paimim, Bashona, Shedemar Vasuli Mikdash, Mitzvah say to make a house for Hashem, where you do the Korbonis, and you celebrate there three times a year, Shedemar Vasuli Mikdash. The same Lashon is, you know, slightly more expanded in Mitzvah Chav, which is what Livnos Beis HaBchira LaVoda, right, Beis HaBchira for service, Bo Yachrava, Varas Eish Tamid, and also the Eish Tamid, Velavti Alicha, Ba'aliyah L'Rego, Kibbutz V'chal Shona, and that's where we do Aliyah L'Rego, Gadav Shneur, Yishuvo, Omro Yis'ale, Vasuli Mikdash, and also in the Minyan Mitzvah HaKotzer, right, Sirio, Livnos Beis HaBchira, Shnema Vasuli Mikdash. So what's obvious so far is that the Rambam derives the mitzvah saseh to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBchira from Vasuli Mikdash. It is interesting that in all the sources that we've quoted, he just mentions half a pasuk, Vasuli Mikdash, the beautiful ending of the pasuk, Vishachanti Besocham, is not mentioned. And I think that's a makom iyun, you know, of why, even though we could you could say, well, Vasuli Mikdash is the whole point. That's the tzivui. Vishachanti besocham is a haftacha. But od yivuar be'ezer Hashem. So the first thing I want to point out is that we have a stira. Right? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shosh mitzvahs nitzdavu yisrael b'shas k'isasam la'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael was a command to do at the time when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Limos lehem melech, shenemar som telecha melech, right, to appoint a king, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, right, appoint a king. Lach rizar malach, shenemar timchai zechamot, and to wipe out the descendants of Malach, as it says, timchai zechamot. V'livnos beis ha'bchira, and to build the beis ha'bchira, shenemar l'shichnai sidrashu u'bas Hashem, as the Pasuk says, to his place of dwelling, seek and go there. To his place of dwelling, seek and go there. What happened to the pasuk of Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti besocha? Now that's, you know, the Rambam had mentioned that is the chiyuv. Now when he's bringing this chazal about the shosh mitzvah nitzdavu Yisrael, he's bringing a different pasuk. What happened with the pasuk of Vasuli Mikdash? A whole different pasuk, the shichnal sidrashu, right? So it will be Magdim, a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? The Rambam, you know, Kayadua, you know, wrote his Sefer on Mitzvahs, right, to attack the Minyan on Mitzvahs of the Bahag. And the Ramban wrote Hasagas to defend the Bahag. So in the Shoresh HaShneimasar, the Rambam's laying out his guidelines of what qualifies to be counted as a mitzvah. So Ashur Shem Sashem will most chalke amlachim lachos shebo at tzivuim ba'asiyos of kochal kochal atzma. When a Kodesh Hu tells you to do something, do a project, and not every step of the project should be counted as its own mitzvah. Rather, you know, the name of the project, that's the mitzvah. Not every step spelt out should be called a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's one mitzvah. The name of the project name is the mitzvah, and all these other steps are just all chelke of that mitzvah. And the Rambam gives, you know, a few examples. The example that we want, that interests us, right? Yadua shirachtu nimtza pa'im shizor ma'asim in ha'masim. Okay, yavor kasu var echus ha'masa uvi var Hashem shezochar v'yomar ma'ashehu nofel. Right? Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do something. But then after that, he explains to us how to do it. Right? And he defines the terms of what he meant. So when he's explaining what he told you to do, those explanations and those detailed steps of how to perform that mitzvah, those steps should not be counted as mitzvahs in their own right. Kamo, as example, Vasuli Mikdash, right? The pasuk Vasuli Mikdash, shezem mitzvos ase achas mikom mitzvianu bais muchan shival v'chogu bo v'yitebo akrava bo yeah kibbutz b'moadim. That is a mitzvah that we should have a house that's ready that we come to it and we celebrate it and we do the hakrava in it, the sacrificial order in it, and that's where you do the aliyah rego. V'akach bo l'tar chalkav chalakav v'chias. And then the Torah came up to explain the components and how it should be made. Ein roishim nekol mashe bo nemar bo v'asisa mitzvah. So all the v'asisas, right, should not be counted, right, as mitzvahs in their own right. Right, and he goes on to give our examples, but what he means to say is he is clearly referring to the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, making Aron, everything that's, you know, detailed in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, all the different kelim of the Mikdash are not to be counted as mitzvahs in their own right. That is what he's referring to. It's just one mitzvah of Asui Mitzvah Shechanti Besocham. And the Rambam most definitely echoes. This is what he means over here in the Sheresh in Mitzvah Chaf. Now the the Kvaris Baru Mishpere Mitzvah Bechlok Habin Besuresh V'Ta'aro Ubinyan Amizbech V'Meseches Mechuberzazu. וכן התברר תבנס המנוירה והשולחן ומזבח הזוב ומוקם הנחוסם מנהיכו בגמור מחסיונה. So Rambam says the mitzvah of Asui Mikdash includes making the kelim and how to position them within the Beis HaMikdash. They're all nechon, the mitzvah of Vasili Mitzvah Shachanti Pesochem, and after you see this, it's very clear. That's also what he means in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Halacha Dalet and Hey. Most definitely, more particularly, aloha, hey, that the kelim and how they're situated is all a chelek from binyan beis hamikdash. Right. So the Ramban, you know, did in his hasogas right here, did not take issue with the Rambam on that. He more defends the Bahag on what he could be defended on, which is by you know, the other examples that the Rambam brought of where there's multi. There's multi steps to a certain project, you know, and he defends the Bahag regarding those other cases that the Ram brings. He doesn't defend them regarding making every kli a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but where he does krig on the Rambam Shita is in his Hasagas in the Sefer on Mitzvahs, on the Mitzvahs, in Hasaga of, to the Mitzvah of Mitzvah Lamed Dalet. Excuse me, not Lamed Dalet. I meant the Hasaga to Lamed Gimel. So the so in the Hasagas, in course of the Hasaga over there, he's arguing with the Rambam in how to divide up all the mitzvahs that go into the Aveda. Right, and the Mikdash related mitzvahs over there, he decided to take issue with the Rambam on how to how many mitzvahs exactly are there regarding, you know, the Mikdash and the Aveda. And he says like this: so I admit I'm not going to count making the Shulchan and the Mizbeach and the Menorah mitzvahs in their own right. Right, because we have a tziviv lechem upon him. It's on a bechshar avoda azayis. She lasum alto b'shulchan mitu arkein v'isur elanu. Right, she. Okay, so he says like the shulchan. Right, there's a mitzvah. As I'm not going to make the shulchan its own mitzvah, but there, where is it in the tariag? Because there is a mitzvah asay of lechem upon him. But of course, to be mekayim that mitzvah lechem aparim, you don't put it anywhere. You put it in a shulchan that is has such and such dimensions. So heavy oimer that the shulchan is a hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah of lechem aparim, which Ram also counts lechem aparim as a mitzvah. So Ramban says you put the shulchan as part of the mitzvah of lechem aparim because you can't do lechem aparim without a shulchan. And goes on the Ramban to say. And also there's a mitzvah sasei doraisa, to be madlik umetiv asaneros, right? A mitzvah the Rambam counts. Like you cannot be madlik and be metiv any haneros as, you know, in your leichter at home. you know, that you light your Shabbos candles. And it's in the, you know, this kli called the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash that has its halachas of how it's to be constructed. So asiyas haMenorah is nichlal in the mitzvah of hadlakas haNeres, because you can't be mekayim that mitzvah of hadlakas haNeres without a menorah. Right? Right? And then he goes on. So he says before, he doesn't agree with what the Rambam did. The Rambam made the kelim, you know, like the mizbeach and the shulchan and the menorah, right? And what goes with them. He made them all pratim that are nichlal in the mitzvah of Asli Mirash, of building the bias. What's the Indian? This is a bias and these are the kalim, right? And you could even have a scenario where you have, you know, hakrava, because you don't have the kalim. So it's like bayit lechud and kalim lechud, right? And then he goes on to explain his unique shita, that there's a special mitzvah saseh on the aron and the kaporas, right? Which we're not going to get into right now. You know, that's just the next sugya he goes into. Right, we want to go on the Ikar Machlokas, you know, that he's having with the Rambam. Right, that the Rambam made the Asiyas HaKelim, all Pratim of the Mitzvahs Aseh Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Seicham. Actually, Vasuli Mikdash, to be accurate, is what the Rambam said. All Nichon Vasuli Mikdash. Right? And the Ramban disagrees with that and says, well, I mean, that's the house. The house Lechud and the Kelim Lechud, Ubifrat. That you could have a scenario that you're makrif in the bias, even if you don't have the kalim. Right? So he says, you know, it's you know, we should make the asiyas hakalim, you know, pratim of the mitzvahs that are performed with them. Right? You know, hadlak mitzvahs asev hadlakas neros. You can't do it without a menorah. So every yom the asiyas menorah is nichlal in that mitzvah, because you can't do that mitzvah without a menorah. It's a hechsher of that mitzvah. And, you know, hakrava has to be on a mizbech. So all the mitzvahs of hakrava, the mizbech is nichlal in them as the hechsher of those mitzvahs. And v'hu adin nami, every kli and kli, letzorech tashmishoi, you know, letzorech, you know, the avoda that it facilitates. The Ramban's approach seemingly is more sporadic. Right, and I think, you know, the Rambam is the one that needs defending. Pashtus, you know, what the Ramban says, you know, bias lechud and kelim lechud, and it is very reasonable what the Ramban says. Make the din of making the kli a chelik of the mitzvah that's done with the kli. The mitzvah says it's done with the kli, right? And it's really the Rambam that needs yishuv, right? But the truth is, you know, we could have to be mamik more. There's a very yesodistic machlaikas that's going on between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right. We find the Gemara says, you know, Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. It's called both. Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Sochem. It's called a Mishkan and it's called a Mikdash. You know, and think about what these terms mean. Right? I think Mishkan V'Shechanti B'Sochem, the term is a lot more clear. Right? The term is a lot more clear. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with us. There's Gilui Shechina there. It's a place that the Shechina will be with us, or we'll see how the Shechina is with us in that place. And he dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. It's a makom of Ashras Shechina. Mikdash is it's a holy place. It's where the avod of Kachim. Right, we do the avod of Kachim. You know, we do the hakrava. The term Mikdash most definitely is Naita Tidin of Avoda. All the Kachim that we do there, the Avoda is called Kachim, right? All the Hakrovas that we do, and has to be B'makom Kadosh, right? Right? So it's a Makom, Mikdash is Naita Tidin of Avoda, right? And the term Mishkan is Naita Tidin of Ashuras Hashchina, and of course, Baruch Shem, you know, we have both. And that's why Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. Right? But we could still ask a chakira like this, right? Which one is the etzem and which one is the accompanying, you know, which one it would be its essence and which one would be like the din that hooks on to that essence. To say it like this, is it the pshat that it's a makom of Ashras HaShechina, right? But, you know, that's where you do the avoda. So it's Batsam, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBchira is a Makom of Shechina, and the Avodah has to be done there. Or we could say Fakert. It's a Makom of Avodah. This is where we do the Avodah. And the Shechina dwells where you do Avodah. So it's Batsam a Mikdash, and the Shechina dwells there, or it's Batsam a Mishkan, it's Batsam a place of Ashras HaShechina, but that's where you do the Avodah. So is it a Makom of Ashras HaShechina, and the Torah said, do the Avodah in a Makom of Ashras HaShechina, or is it a Makom of Avodah, and the Shechina goes and dwells where we do Avodah? Right? Listen to the Lashon HaRamban in this Pirush al HaTorah, Parshas Truma. Right, after giving a whole preamble that we got mitzvahs, already by Mamad Har Sinai, and Akash who made with us a bris, right? Excuse the background noise, please. Right, so they crossing my bris alzev v'matarim lo la'am v'ulam v'elokim. From now this point, they are for him a nation, and he is for them, their Lord. You're going to be my treasure, and you're going to be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Now we're holy. After Matan Torah and the Bris, we are holy, and it's befitting to have the Shechina amongst them. Betoicham mekudasho. He should have a house amongst them, sanctified for his name. V'sham yedaber and Moshe tarav bnei Yisrael. It's mekudash l'shmo, right? It's a makom of that hashras shem shemayim. V'chol makom asher askir ashmi avodachu berachticha, right? And why? That's where Hakadosh Baruch Hu meets with them, right? V'yikar chevetz b'mishkan u'makom menuchas ha-shechina shoran, and that's the yikar chevetz of the Mishkan, which is that the Shechina should dwell there, and that's why, and that's the special Indian of the Oron. Speaking very nice with the Ramban Shita, the Oron is also a mitzvah, right? But the ikar of the Mishkan is a makom ha-shechina, and that's the function of the Oron. K'boshar v'nora atilcham v'dibadcham me'al ha-kapars. Al kein ikdim aron v'ha-kapars bekan, ki zeo muktam b'mala. V'samach la'aron ha'shulchan v'aminor shem kelim kamo v'roi inyan ha'mishkan shebavuram nasa. So this is the secret, right? That the first thing mentioned parshas Truma, is the asiyas ha'aron, because that's the ikar, right? Sof ma'isim machshav atchila, like the tachlis is what ikar b'mayla and first in thought, right? The ikar is the old v'no'adati l'chasham. Mi ben she'a kruvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets with us and dwells with us there. And the Oron is the ikar thing that's keneged, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst us. And then, agav, since we mentioned the Oron, we mentioned the other kelim also, because they're sachakol, they're kelim also, so it's doime el adoime. But the ikar vort in the bias is the Oron. The Oron is the kli that's most keneged, what the bias is all about, that's a makom v'ashras ha'shechina. Right. Now, of course, that which in Parshas Vayakel, right? In Parshas Vayakel, it talks first about making the urios, making the walls, making the tent, and only after that the kelim. That's because that's what's befitting in Maisa, as Bezalel asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Kelim Shani Oisa Echan Achnisein. So that's the secret of the duality of Parshas Truma versus Parshas Vayakel, Truma is what Moshe Rabbeinu initially told Bezalel. First he said, Aron, Kelim, and Bais, right? And then Bezalel understands that that's not practical, so mitzvah practicality, it has to be Bais, Aron and Kalim, which is the way it is in Seder Vayakel, So it says Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Truma is explaining it lefi the philosophical idea. And the Ikar idea first, the Ikar idea is Hashruas Hashchina, and the Orem's most connected the idea of Hashruas Hashchina, and that's the Ikar, the Ramban said it here, black and white, the Ikar of the Mikdash is a Mokum of Shchina. Right? And the Orem's most connected that Bechina, and this stems very well, why the Orem is also its own mitzvah, lefi the Ramban. Right, it's also an ikker, you know, in the tachlis of kohen hashruas hashchina. But ech shelo yeh, the bais is a makom hashruas hashchina, and the oron is a kli. It's not a kli avoda. It's not, but it's a kli that's most connected with the bais is about. And then the kli avoda were mentioned next to the oron agav because zeh kli v'zeh kli. That's lashon Ramban, and he goes on, you know, hamayin yayin. It's the first Ramban in the parsha. How he goes on to solidify this idea that there was hashruas hashchina on Har Sinai. Right, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Hashruas Hashchina to be institutionalized. Right, and so the Hashruas Hashchina was on the Har, now is institutionalized with the Mishkan. Hagan, they call it a Mikdash, but the Ikar of it is that it's a Mishkan. Right, that where the Kveir Hashem that was on the mountain is now Mofia there, and he goes to Darshan similarities between the Halachas of the Hagbalah and the Halachas of Meira Mikdash Ayin Shom. So Nimtzeinu Lemedim from the words of the Ramban. Right, that the word is that the bias is a makom of shechina, and that's where you do the avoda. Right, what's the lashon Rambam that we quoted in all the different places? Right? The lashon Rambam, you know, whether it's the sefer or mitzvah, start with, you know, again, you know, sefer avoda, hilchos beis bechira, paragal vas, mitzvah asos bais lahashem muchan lios makrivim bo akorbonus. It's a place to do the carbon. The Chol of Shospayim Bashan, that's where you congregate. Aliyah Rebbe, 3 times a year. Shenemar Vasili Mikdash. Right? Same thing. In Mitzvah Chof. Right? Hu Shetzivanu Livnos Peschua Lavoda Boya Krova Vavars Eish Tomib Veilav Tia Alicha Valil Rebbe Kibus Bechol Shor Myself Vasili Mikdash. Right? Mamish, that the, it's a Mokum of Aveda. Of course, part of the Avor is Aliyah L'Rego. Not a word here about Hashruas Hashchina. It happens to be true that there's Hashruas Hashchina there. It's true that that happens. But the Mahus of the Bias is a Bias of Aveda. One of the Inyonim of the Avor is also Aliyah L'Rego, right? But that's, you know, it's a Mokum of Hakrova, Mokum of Aveda. Right? That's Vasili Mikdosh. The Bchinas Mikdosh is Iker. Right? That it's a Mokum of Hakrova. Right? Nor, right, in that Mokav HaKrova, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is Mofia. So it comes like this, that this Chakir that we asked, right, is it a Mokav HaShechina and that's where you do the Aveda, or it's a Mokav HaVeda and that's where the Shechina is a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. And now it's Kamin Chaymer, we understand where the Rambam's coming from. It's a bias of Aveda. So now you can understand very, very well why his Svara, that he wants to make the Asiyas HaKelim protim in the bias, and even if the Ramban is correct that we could be makriv without Kalim in emergency purposes, let's say Lomer Zogin, right? But Afal Pikein, the Inyan of the bias is a makom of Aveda. So it comes out that the Kalim and the bias is all the same concept. It's all this idea of Aveda. So it's not bias l'chud and kelim l'chud, because the bias is a mokum of avoda, and the kelim are clay avoda, right? So it could all be nichlal in the same mitzvah saseh, vasuli mikdosh, right? Mach a mokum avoda, right? But according to the Ramban, it's a mokum of shechina, right? So it's their geshmak, like the Ramban, why he most definitely will not make the kelim a chelik of the mitzvah of the bias. He won't. He won't, because the bais is a makom of shechina. The kelim are clay avoda. They were mentioned besmichus to the oron because zekli v'zekli. That's his lashon. But the oron is its own bria, and that's why he gives it its own mitzvah saseh, because it's also connected to hashruas hashchina. But he's very clear that the bais is a makom of hashruas hashchina. So bais l'chud and kelim l'chud. The kelim are clay avoda, and the bias is a makom of shechina. So to him, it's much more mistaber. Not mistaber. It can only be. It can only be that the asiyas akli should be a chelik of the mitzvah of the avoda that's done with the kli. But not to him, it's not mistaber klal that it should be nichlal in the mitzvah of making the bias, because the bias is makom of shechina. It is a kli of avoda. So the kli of the avoda is nichlal in the mitzvah saseh of the avoda that's done with that kli. But like the Rambam, it's very clear. Like the Rambam, it's a makom of avoda. So the clay avoda are nichlal in the mitzvah of making the bias. V'zeh mavur k'min chomer. Right? But there is still another nekuda. B'meh dvarim amurim. That the Rambam says that the mikdash is a makom of avoda. Right? And that's where the shechina is. That was talking about the mikdash before it reached Har HaMoriah. Right? And the Rambam says this mefurish in the Moreh Nevuchim. Right? You know, the Rambam wrote it, really. The Rambam wrote it, so it's mutter to quote from it and bring a raya from it. In Chelek Shlishi, Perek Mem Hei, Ayin Shom, right? The Rambam makes it very clear, Har HaMoriah was always meant to be the makom of the Beis HaMikdash. Already from the time of Avraham Avinu, and he brings his rayas that Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. He knew it. He knew that Avraham Avinu, and already in the Zman of Har HaShem Yeroah, it was already, the makom of the Shechina was Har HaMoriah. That was always designated to be the makom HaShechina. Right? Right, so the getter from Makom HaShechina is Har HaMoriah. That's the Shechina. That's a special getter of Har HaMoriah, and that's why the Rambam explains in that same parak in the Moreh Nevuchim, right? That Avraham Avinu, in the days of Avraham Avinu, was already Niskadesh to be the Makom of the Shechina, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. And the reason why it's always said Beloshem Stami, you know, in the Torah, Makom HaShev HaShem, Makom HaShev HaShem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hide the details from the klal. The man in the street shouldn't know exactly where it is, right? Because then there'll be a machlokas between the shvatim. Because, you know, the people that will get a nachla, get a nachla near Yerushalayim will be jealous of those that did it. So the Torah kept it a secret from the Hamon Am. But it was always meant to be that way. That the Makom HaShechina is Har HaMoriah. Right? The Har HaBayis. So if so, there's an unbelievable, the Rambam is k'min chaymer, you know, in what he says, and also in the way he breaks up the psukim, right? That what he says, in, you know, when he's talking about the din of some making a beis hamikdash, right, and he says, vasuli mikdash, and that's where he stops the pasuk there. Not v'shachanti b'socham, because it's not the ikar shechina, it's not the mokum of the shechina, right? So of course, the din of making a makom of hakrova, a makom of avoda, that sivui already happened in the midbar when they made the Mishkan of Moshe. When he says that shosh mitzvahs nitzdav b'kisosan la'aretz, he says a new din, even though there's the old, you know, the din that was, you know, kavua va'omed of making a makom of hakrova that went into effect already in the midbar, right? But a new din now came into play, a new chiv, which is an anaf, of course, of the mitzvah of binyan beis habchira, but it's an anaf that's special and germane to knisasam la'aretz, is to now make a makom for the shechina, right? To make a makom for the shechina. That's what he says, you know, the shechnoi, to go to the place of his dwelling, the shechnoi, to seek the place of his dwelling, u'basa shama. That's the new din and the hevdela mahuti of the Beis Olamin, as opposed to the Mishkan that we had in the Midbar. That the Beis Olamin on Har HaMoriah is l'shichnos. That's a makom of the Shechina, right? And that's the makom of the Shechina, and that new din to make a makom for the Shechina is a new halacha that went into effect. I mean, everything's Misinai, but the halacha went into effect beknisasam la'aretz. L'shichnosir, seek the dwelling place of his Shechina. Right, the Bechina of Shechina, that he dwells amongst us, that's a special din of the Beis Olamin. That's on Har HaMoriah. Right? So he made us no stira. Right? The din of a Beis HaKrava, a Makom of Kachim, that's already Mitzum V'Emei from Vasili Mikdash, Abar Nisht V'Shachanti B'Socham. meaning to say like this, right? Like the Rambam, it's so good, the drush of Chazal, right? Of course the Shekhinah was there at the time, but it was bigger there, Bishchus Knesset Yisrael. Because the Shekhinah, Goli saw Hashem, the Shekhinah's Mofiyah in Knesset Yisrael, right? But it's not. It wasn't a mokum of the Shekhinah. It was a mikdash, but it wasn't a mishkan in the sense of like the base olamim was, right? It was v'shachanti besocham. Yeah, the Shekhinah was there, but b'schus klal yisrael, not because the mishkan is the mokum of the designated mokum of Shekhinah. It's not. It's not the Shekhinah's real home. It was there b'schus knesset yisrael. It was v'shachanti besocham, right? But the Beis Olamim on Har Abayis and Har Moriah is l'shichnoi sidrashu. That's mamish. Yeah, he dwells there. That's his home. That's mamish's bayis. That's where he dwells. That's mamish the Shekhinah's home. The Shekhinah dwells in Knesset Yisrael, even Begolus, because Begolus saw Gol Shekhinah Imam, but the Shekhinah's home is Har Moriah. The Shekhinah's home wasn't the Mishkan in the Midbar. It was v'shachanti besocham. It was nizgal there, but biker beschus that the Shekhinah's with Klai Yisrael wherever they go. Right, Goli Yisrael goes to Shekhinah Imam, so it was nizgal there, but beschus Knesset Yisrael. Right, but Har Abayis is the Mokom HaShekhinah. And that's why it's Kodesh Adei Yom Hazeh, even though Lachar Churban, whereas any place that the Mishkan once was, but Pashtus, you're allowed to go. Just like you're allowed to go on Har Sinai. Even though there was the biggest Gilel Kus there ever, that ever was in history and ever will be. But, you know, it wasn't the home of that Gilui Shekhinah. It's not called the home of the Gilui Shekhinah. And that's why once the Gilui is over, Bimshocha Yovah Himayalu Bahar, and Hua Din Nami to any place that the Mishkan ever was, but on Hara Moriah, Hara Bayis, over there it's Bekdushosol Ad Olome Olam, because that's Mamish the Bayis of the Shekhinah. Okay. And we'll just end off with a little word that, you know, the place to bring this out is in Hilchos Melachim. Right? Because that's the function of a melech. A melech, you know, Malchus Yisrael is really a gili of Malchus Shamayim, which is the midah of Shekhinah. And that's why these three mitzvahs go together. Melech is the gili of Shekhinah b'tachtonim. The melech represents Malchus Shamayim. Right, and the one who's omed neged malchus shamayim is Amalek. Ein kisei shel Hashem sholem ve'ein shmo sholem achi mocha zar shamok. As we read in the parsha we just read, yod al kes ka, the kisei, the malchus shamayim, and the shem shamayim, that the both are beside the midah of malchus, which is the inyan of the Beis Hamikdash. That's Mokum Asher Azkir Eshmi, and it's also the Mokum of, you know, it's not just a, you know, that Shem Shemayim is Kayadua, the Midah of Malchus, right? But it's more than that Gamrinon, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora Ela Malchi Beisto Bavad, the fact that the Malch is allowed to sit there shows that it's also called his Mokum. That's why Yeravam was anti the Beis Hamikdash. They'll say he's not a real Melech, because he can't sit in the Azor. Rechavam will be sitting, he'll be standing. Right, because, you know, the Melech, you know, he's a Merkava, he's a part of the Midah of Malchus Shemayim, and that's what the Mokum HaMikdash is, and that's why, these, you know, you need to be Mina Melech, Memana Melech, be Machus Arzok, and only then you build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mashmos is not a Mikre, that even though it's a mitzvah on the cloud, but the Melech, David HaMelech, was Nisoirer to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam Paskin's lost his love of Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Bechina of Malchus, the Gilui of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, and that is Hu Hashras HaShechina Bimkomo Shiyeh Bimhera B'Yameinu.